This is Professor X, and you're tuned into the Who's Your Daddy Godcast Network.
Released by God to share his innermost revelations, Prophet Tyler Drury gives you insight to identify with that, what some say is off the cross. Buckle up, cuz here's Tyler.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the We Identify podcast. I am your host, Tyler Derek Drury, the first, the one, and the only, coming at you with another hot revelation from God, which isn't really new because there's nothing really new under the sun, but we thank God anyway. So we're just going to get right into it. So I'm going to tell you something that really grinds my gears in a holy way. When, like, my heart's thumping right now as I'm talking about it. When believers say that we are sinners, we're just a bunch of sinners, just blessed to be saved by God. Trust me, I've heard it hundreds of times, and it makes me sick in a good way. But I'm going to tell you why. So in order for us to be sinners, you would make God out to be a liar. And I will read to you exactly why. Chapter 3 of Romans, verses 21 to 22 says, "And now the righteousness of God is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is through faith in Christ Jesus, that is to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference." That is our identity. That is what we identify with. Haha. See what I did there? No, but that is really what we identify with. We are the righteousness of God. It's impossible to be a sinner and to be the righteousness of God because they're two different mindsets. And a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let him not think he will receive anything from the Lord. I'm sorry if I'm talking so fast. I'm just really on fire about this. Me and my brother just came back from Wawa, and Spirit of God was moving there mightily. And we were both speaking with boldness about the things of God and specifically our identity, because we as the body of Christ need to know who we are. It's the very solid rock on which we stand on. And it's not our righteousness. It's the righteousness of God, which is through faith in Christ Jesus. We stand on Christ's righteousness. We stand in Christ's righteousness because Christ is righteous. It is who he is. You want to know what righteousness is? Look at God, and we are the image in the image of God. He has created us in his image. We've been born again of the water and the Spirit. We've been born into the kingdom of God. We've been made righteous, not by anything that we've done. It's not by works, lest any man should be able to boast. It's the impartation that when Christ was on the cross, he took our sin. He took our sin and the consequence of it. And he imparted on us, those who believe, he imparted on us his righteousness so that we would be like him. Bible says, "Have I not said in my word that ye are gods?" Lowercase g right there. Yeah, I said it. We are gods, lowercase g, because we're made in the image of God. We're of God's kind. We're his creation. We're the crown of his creation as created as the ones to bear his image and to bear his name, which is why the enemy works so hard to try and destroy us, because he knows that we are not just of God, but we're just like him, you know? And this is stuff that we've got to know as believers. We've got to know in times of temptation. And, you know, we've all fallen into temptation. The Bible says right after Romans 3, 21 and 22, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." That's true. All have sinned, but not all are sinners. Why? Because there's a clear distinction of the ones who believe in Christ being righteous. He is, and I'm going to flip the pages and I'm going to read it because I'm just getting so excited about it. Flipping pages, still flipping pages. Okay, here we go. Romans 3, 21 to 26 says, "But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. God is the justifier of those who are the righteousness of God. There's nothing that can separate us. Oh, there's my baby. He's crying and he's awake probably. But there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. We're not sinners. Doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Doesn't even matter what you're caught up in right now, because you belong to God. God has purchased you, and he has not lost any that was placed in his hand. Not one of his lambs has he lost. And he won't, because God gave them to him. You belong to him. You're his righteousness, whether you like it, whether you don't like it. I hope you'd like it. You'd be nuts if you didn't. But you are the very righteousness of God. The very. By what Christ did to all and on all. Even the righteousness of God that is to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. There's no difference. If God's declared you as righteous, you're righteous. And there's nothing you can say or do about it. Because if it was, then it would be of works. And that would make the perfect sacrifice of Christ of none effect. And you might as well take your Bible and chuck it out the window. And I'll say it again. You are not a sinner. You are the righteousness of God by your faith in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. We have the mind of Christ. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and loving not our own lives unto death. Why? Because he overcame the world. And as he is, so are we in this world. If he's an overcomer, we're an overcomer. If he's more than a conqueror, we're more than conquerors. Because we are, my God, I'm getting excited. I'm getting so excited. Because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. I've just been filled with such fire for this lately. It's so easy to be tricked by that doctrine. It's so easy to be tricked by the doctrine that we're all sinners. And it's because of guilt. But Christ said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the Spirit and not after the flesh. And I don't care what struggle it is that you go through. You may be listening to this right now in a struggle with a stronghold that's looming over you. I break it right now in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. I speak healing and deliverance to all those who are under the sound of my voice in this podcast right now in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. That is part of the Who's Your Daddy podcast network on historywithgod.org. I thank God. I thank God even for the opportunity of a platform to be able to pronounce this and to proclaim this and to declare this prophetically into the lives of all those who are listening, that you are righteous should you believe in Christ Jesus. And should you not believe in Christ Jesus and you're listening right now, God's everlasting love is pouring out to you and is flowing to you and is beckoning and calling you in deeper, because God wants an intimate relationship with you. He wants to know you. He doesn't want to punish you for your sin. The punishment and the judgment for sin was laid on the shoulders of our Lord and Savior those 2,000 years ago. That was the sacrifice. That was the perfect sacrifice that he perfectly gave. That his body was mangled, was broken, and that he was broken so we could be healed. That he became sin, who knew no sin. God's reaching out to you right now. God's reaching out to you right now. And he's letting you know the punishment has already been taken. Should you believe in Christ, you are the very righteousness of God. And it's the Spirit of God that dwells within you, that cries out, Abba, Father, that bears witness that you're the righteousness of God. I decree and declare right now that the enemy's hold and his attempted tricks are stopped and thwarted in the name of Christ. I decree and declare that you will live in your identity as the righteousness of God. That you will live and not die to declare the works of God. I speak life into each and every situation that is barren. And may the rivers of God, May his Holy Spirit quench your thirst, keep you in the time of temptation, and strengthen you and pull you deeper into the knowledge of him. This has been Tyler Drury. This has been another episode of the We Identify podcast. I've been your host. Stay blessed because you already are. And remember, you're more than overcomers. You're the righteous.
You've been listening to We Identify. Visit us online today at weidentify.us.